glad to have you with us today. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. We're here at the NovaCare Complex. And once again, we look forward to Sunday, of course. But the Eagles practicing on the field today, and a defensive theme today, Bo.
Absolutely. What is going to happen on this defense on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts and perhaps the league's best or second best quarterback in Andrew Luck? How will the secondary look? Will the pass rush be there? Should be fun to watch.
Yeah, really going to be good stuff. And a lot going on today. Bill Davis, defensive coordinator, meeting the media. Later in the show, we introduce you to a young player who's creating quite a buzz, if you will, in this early training camp. Denzel Rice, Eagles cornerback, in the mix as the Eagles shuffle through. It's just everybody on the roster, it seems, is playing the nickel cornerback or the safety, or they're moving all over the place.
Would you call Denzel a man on fire?
No. But nice movie reference.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Give it a shot. Let's get you caught up on everything happening today on this Thursday at the NovaCare Complex. It's our Eagles 360 update. Out we go to Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. It was another glorious day for football here in South Philadelphia as the Eagles inch closer to their preseason opener against Indianapolis. Today, defensive coordinator Bill Davis kicked things off by talking about what he wants to see from the Eagles' defense in Sunday's game.
I'm looking for the tackling piece, to me, because you don't see that. The communication, when the lights are on, who can communicate. And then tell the guys all the time, it's about evaluating your ability combined with your coachability. We've got, in defense, playing great defense is 11 guys playing as one. So there's the communication, there's the effort to the ball, there's the technique. Are you down in and down out consistently using the technique we've been working on this whole offseason, we've been working on in training camp? So if you'll show that you can handle your spot using the techniques, alignments, communication, all the things we've taught you, that's a big plus. You don't have to give us a bunch of wild plays to impress us. We've got to see that the defense in its whole, the 11 guys, are doing what they're supposed to do.
Many of the Eagles defenders have said that the defense is further along right now than they were at this point last season. And while that may sound a little bit confusing considering all the new faces in the locker room, Davis said that it's the veteran leadership that's been setting the tone.
No, what happens in the discussion in year one is everybody is learning for the first time. When you get to year three, your veterans are help teaching and coaching your new guys. So there's like triple the coaching. There's coaching from us. There's coaching from each other. And that understanding sometimes from a fellow player explaining it, or when you're in a locker room, and it's easier for the new guys to pick up because more people can give them the proper answer that you don't have in year one.
After practice, safety Malcolm Jenkins echoed Bill Davis's thoughts, saying that all the new faces have actually expanded what the defense is able to do.
Yeah, I think the more guys he brings in, the more versatile the packages get, the more ideas get thrown on the table that we can add from different places. So there are some things that I brought in with me last year that we were able to install. Corey Underland brings some stuff this year that he had, you know, with other teams that we've installed. Even Byron Maxwell being, you know, in a team that plays a lot of three deep and single high, he's able to, you know, add some of his expertise to it. And so when you take all of these different ideas from veterans and coaches, you put them all together, you get to expand your playbook, you get to change it up, tweak it to where it's advantageous for us as players.
Versatility is something that is sure to play a big part in the Eagles' defense this season, something that safety Walter Thurmond can surely attest to.
I mean, it's an ongoing process, you know. I mean, anybody who's played safety for their whole career, you know, it's still the constant white belt mentality to getting better, though. You know, once you think you got it, you know, you give a big plays or, you know, something always happens and you miss a pass or something like that, you know. So it's always trying to be disciplined every single day and getting better and always perfecting the craft.
The countdown to the Eagles preseason opener is at just 3 days. And today we caught up with Byron Maxwell and Connor Barwin to get their thoughts on the preseason opener.
Play whatever, they haven't told us how much we'll play, but you're going to play 10, 20 snaps like it's a regular season game, and prepare like it is, and that's all you worry about is every play you're out there. And as far as what else we'll get out of it is just, you know, you get game speed. I guess we don't tackle out here, so you get to tackle to the ground a couple times, and then just evaluate the film and evaluate yourself and the defense just like we would in the regular season.
I want to get the timing back down, the rhythm. You know, it's different being out there in the game, and really things going full speed. So really just getting the timing back down in the rhythm of the game, you know.
Lastly, an injury update here from the NovaCare Complex. Linebackers Kiko Alonso and D'Amico Ryans both did not practice today. nor did tight end Zach Ertz. For continuing coverage of Eagles training camp, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, Alex. Bo, you know, we've gone through training camp here and media firing questions at the coaching staff. Really hard to have answers, right?
It is
no
difficult.
Games. Starts on Sunday. But I know the fans have a lot of questions,
and we will try our best to give them answers on the other side. Diving in to the Twitter mailbag here on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer, in charge of providing for loved ones, growing your nest egg, and protecting what matters most. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Comcast Sportsnet is giving away a pair of Eagles season tickets. Enter to win at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSNPhilly. Welcome back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. It's Dave and Bo. Time for our Twitter mailbag. That means you ask the questions on Twitter at Eagles shows, and we try to give you some answers. All right, I got the first
one. Let's do our best. All right.
Vinny Curry. What is Vinny Curry's role? From at Mr. Joseph's on 93. I think Vinny Curry stays the same. I don't think you're going to see a gigantic increase in reps. I think the Eagles pleased with Vinny Curry. As a pass rusher, he's come a long way in the run game as well, but with that much depth, I don't think you force the issue. I think you keep Vinny Curry where he is.
I think so, too. I mean, he's not going to be starting on this defensive line because they are so stacked with those three guys. But I do think that Bill Davis wants to get him on the field a little bit more. That's why you've seen Vinny Curry training a little bit as a stand-up outside linebacker, sometimes for specialty pass situations. But, you know, Vinny Curry was last year on a per-snap basis as good a pass rusher as there was in the league. The Eagles like that. They want to keep him in that role, but I do think they'll try to get him on the field just a little bit more.
And an interesting case, last year of his contract, we hope he has a big year, and then we find out next year what happens to Vinny Curry.
Does he go? Of course, the all-time leading sack artist in Eagles history for a player from New Jersey.
Thanks.
Okay, from TFEC9, he was working on a tweet, and he came up with, how is Zach Ertz blocking coming along?
Well, Zach Ertz has made great improvements as an inline blocker. He's gotten stronger, his technique is better, and he knows that's a big part of the game. You have to block in line as a tight end in the NFL. Will we see Zach Ertz blocking a whole lot this year? No. The Eagles want to get him down the field catching passes. He's been outstanding as a pass receiver in this camp. Looking forward to a big year from Ertz in tight, goal line situation, short yardage. Yeah, he's got to improve his blocking, and I think he's done so.
Yeah, I think in the red zone is where we want to see Zach Ertz sort of make that jump from last season, this season. Did that MMA training with Jay Glazer over the offseason, I think, to work on his hands to help be a bit of a better blocker. But we do know that Brent Celek is one of the best blocking tight ends in the league, so tough for Ertz to overtake Celek in that role.
Yep, and Trey Burton, by the way, one of the most improved players on this roster. Let's go to question number three about another really improved player from at Mr. _ McG. Okay.
McG.
Do you see Josh Huff putting up big numbers this year? If Josh Huff plays anything in the regular season, like he's playing in training camp, yes, big numbers. He's made big plays throughout camp, getting down the field. He's the over-the-top threat in the receiving game for the Eagles. Josh Huff, a quantum leap year one to year two.
Yeah, you remember last summer when Mark Sanchez and Jordan Matthews were sort of, you know, connecting on every play, it seemed like, during practice. That's sort of the connection that I've seen so far from Sam Bradford and Josh Huff. Bradford seems to have a very good rapport with Huff, and Huff has, as you said, been one of the more impressive players of this training camp. I think he's going to be in for a big year.
And he's got to keep it going. The big key with Huff is consistency catching the football. So far, so great for Josh Huff.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
If I can provide my own tweet for you, Dave. Of the returning Eagles on Sunday who are now in the Colts, who are you most excited to see?
Trent Cole. Love Trent Cole. The Beast.
Yeah. Tough. I love all three of those guys. Todd Harriman, yeah. Colt Anderson.
Yeah.
We don't count Frank Gore, though.
No. Trent Cole, an all-time Eagle. Todd Harriman's also a great Eagle. Colt Anderson, while he was here, gave it his all and an example of a player who maximizes his physical ability. So looking forward to seeing all three of those guys and hope they get out of here healthy.
Should be fun.
All right. When we come back to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity, a young cornerback didn't get drafted, making himself a name in Eagles training camp. We meet cornerback Denzel Rice.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
Regional rail.
I sup to Philly. The 17 to training.
Broad Street line.
To my parkway.
Market Frankford line.
All night.
What makes a Temple owl? Meet Stella. She's wise, fierce, and she's not alone. Temple University, where owls call home. We are the cherry and white. The city is our classroom. And we lead the rush hour, making our mark on every field around the world. A world without Temple, well, that's like the sky without the North Star. Temple, never stopping.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
There's a buzz in the air at Eagles training camp here at the NovaCare Complex, and I'm with the guy who's creating all of it. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles insider with rookie free agent cornerback Denzel Rice. People are talking about you, Denzel. Do you pay attention to it at all? Do you pay attention to it at all?
Not really, man. I just kind of focus on what I need to focus on a daily basis, you know? And that's just my main thing, just taking one day at a time, you know what I mean?
Do you have friends who, or parents or family or anybody who reads everything about the Eagles and follows everything and calls you up and says, hey, yeah, so-and-so said this, that, and Chip Kelly mentioned your name today, and...
Yeah, man, I get that every day, but I try not to look at my phone till the end of the day,
right.
You know what I mean, just so it won't serve as a distraction.
How intense is the day-to-day?
Oh, man, just going throughout the day, man, you just do every little thing, like all the details, man. We have to lift weights, we have to go to meetings, we have to eat, you have to take your protein, you have to do all the right things just to be successful by the end of the day.
The amazing thing is, Denzel, you have to go from the college young man to you got to be a full-grown man to make it in this league. When did that really, really hit you after you got here?
Maybe when the coaches, they'll get on you for the littlest things, you know, and they make you realize that this has become a job now. It's not really just, you have to realize that you're not granted this, you know what I mean? It's more of it's a privilege more than a right. So you just have to realize that, man, and you can be replaced just as fast as you got here. You know what I mean?
So what is it? What kind of message is Corey Unlin, the defensive backs coach, Matthew Harper, what do they want out of these cornerbacks? I mean, to make it here, there's certainly a style. They want physical cornerbacks. They want you to get up and press. What are they actually asking you to do? Is it more hands? Is it feet? Is it eyes? Is it all that mixed into one?
It's basically all of that mixed into one. You have to have great discipline to play the position. So you just want to be consistent with your technique. The more consistent you are, the better you can be throughout the downs of the game. So,
are there days when you leave here, go back to the hotel, and just kind of go, wow, whew, there's a lot of things happening in my head right now?
Somewhat, man. I just, like I said, I try to focus on the little things that I've did throughout the day, the mistakes, and just try to correct them when I get home.
Do you feel you're doing well? Do you feel you're doing well?
I feel like I'm doing well. I came prepared. I had a hard working off season, and I feel like I'm better than I was coming out of OTAs.
Denzel, it's an interesting story. You weren't recruited particularly highly out of high school, even though you had a great high school career in North Carolina. Coastal Carolina, good football program for that level, not, you know, Ohio State. Don't get drafted, come out of there. Do you have a chip on your shoulder about it? Do you walk around and look in the mirror and say, I'm going to beat that guy, this guy, this guy. I'm going to show everybody who Denzel Rice is?
Absolutely, man. I mean, I don't try to beat anyone out. I just try to be better than my former self. That's just my main thing going in every day, just being better than I was yesterday.
Where's the competitiveness come from?
My dad, man, he's a competitive creature, man. He just, everything about him, he competes with everything he does, even with me. You know what I mean? I try to call him on the phone. He'll try to call me before I call him. So that's where it comes from, man, my dad.
So when you played one-on-one basketball against your pops, did he ever let you win?
No, absolutely not.
How old were you when you first beat him?
I would say about 15.
Did you throw one down on him and say, hey, Rice in the household?
I wouldn't do him like that, man. I just let him know that I'm not who I was 2 years ago. You know what I mean? I'm not the same kid anymore, so.
If you had to kind of give a message to those who want to play in the NFL and who don't really have a sense of the tempo or the professionalism, I mean, what would it be like here 3 months in? What is the message you carry with you that you would share with somebody else?
It starts with a thought, man. It starts with a thought. You're either talking yourself into something or you're talking yourself out. It's never in between, you know what I mean? And you just go in every day just striving for excellence, remembering every detail and everything you need to do just to be successful.
And going against Nelson and you know, Riley and Jordan and Miles, you feel like you've matched up physically with everybody here?
Yes, I feel like during OTAs it was kind of rough because I wasn't used to the speed, but as I realized that I'm just as athletic as these guys, and it took me a while to understand that. And once I realized that, it was a breeze, man, and we're competing every day.
And well, here we go. We got the first game coming up against the Indianapolis Colts, and you'll get a chance to actually tackle somebody.
Yes.
I know you're looking forward to that.
I am.
And we're going to keep watching you, Denzel Rice. Thank you so much for joining us inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Arrived in Atlanta, and I can't wait to start telling people how switching to Geico could save them hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But first, my luggage. Ah, there it is. Excuse me, sir, I think you've got the wrong bag.
Sorry, they all look alike, you know.
No worries. Mm-hmm. Well, car's here. I can't save people money chatting at the baggage claim all day.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm. Gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Stop by your McDonald's for the summer break menu. Choose from a delicious double cheeseburger, Filet-O-Fish, six-piece chicken McNuggets, or a snack wrap, plus a small fry for just $2.50. And bring brighter days to your summer. Only at McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it. Welcome back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. We've talked a lot about the defense in today's show. Now we're going to go on the other side of the ball, and Ross Tucker going to break things down offensively.
Yeah, we're going to talk about and learn about zone blocking, and who better to teach us than a former NFL offensive lineman in Ross Tucker. It's Football 101.
Welcome to another edition of Football 101 here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Ross Tucker, the former NFL offensive lineman that now has a bunch of media gigs, including hosting my own podcast over at RossTucker.com. Today is my favorite session we've had so far out of these Football 101 segments, and that's because we're talking about blocking. The offensive lineman and blocking, in particular, we're talking about zone blocking. You hear that term all the time. What does it really mean? Well, there's inside zone blocking and there's outside zone blocking. And the difference is really just aiming points, angles, and footwork. Typically, you're going to end up still trying to block the same defenders. Let's take a look at our birds, the Philadelphia Eagles, against the Dallas Cowboys. This is the Thanksgiving game last year. Inside zone, your footwork is going to be more vertical. So what you'll see here is the whole idea is everybody takes essentially the same footwork and that you get a couple double teams. So you've got both Evan Mathis and Kelsey blocking the defensive tackle up to the linebacker level. On the backside, you've got a scoop block between Andrew Gardner and Lane Johnson, again, up to the backside linebacker. So the whole goal is that you're able to get two double teams at the point of attack. It lets Darren Sproles decide where he wants to go. In that example, the defensive end pinched. Jason Peters, with his marvelous feet, is able to seal him in. Huge gain for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, what about outside zone? It's basically the same guys that you're blocking here, except you're going to take a wider angle. Freeze it right there. Look at the footwork in particular. Stop right there. Of the left guard, Ronald Leary. You don't see that footwork on inside zone. So this is outside zone, and they're all taking wider angles. The idea is to stretch the defense horizontally, whereas inside zone, you're really trying to knock them back vertically. You'll still get your double teams. You'll still have the angles there, and you've got the running back, DeMarco Murray, finds a little seam, and then is able to make one guy miss, Ryan Clark, and take this a long, long way. I tell you what, you combine what we saw from the Eagles blocking with DeMarco Murray, clearly the Birds might have something there with number 29 running for the Philadelphia Eagles this year. So now you know what inside zone blocking is, and you know what outside zone blocking is. So next time you hear anybody discuss zone blocking, say, well, what are you referring to? Are you referring to an inside zone blocking scheme or an outside zone blocking scheme? My guess is they won't know what they're talking about at that point. Plus, if there's anything else you want to learn or that you've missed about the basics of football, go back to PhiladelphiaEagles.com and check out any of the other Football 101 segments we've already done here.
Well, thanks very much, Ross. That'll do it for us today. We've got a big show for you tomorrow. Huge weekend ahead, of course. Eagles and the Colts on Sunday, 1 o'clock at Lincoln Financial Field. Make sure you tune in on NBC 10, 1 o'clock kickoff. Very unusual in the preseason.
Yeah, on a Sunday especially.
Yeah.
But good practice for the
regular season conditions. On Friday, we've got Sam Bradford, Eagles quarterback, in studio before the training session. Chip Kelly meets the media and will likely lay out his idea for the rotation in Sunday's preseason opener. Generally, the starters, a series, maybe two.
Yeah, I don't expect that we're going to see too much of guys like DeMarco Murray, guys who have been a little bit limited throughout practice. We don't need to rush him, but I do want to see what Sam Bradford does.
Absolutely. Just getting on the field, getting through his first game will be huge psychologically and physically, of course, for Sam Bradford, who will be our guest in studio on tomorrow's show.
What a coup.
Yeah. Hey, good to have him back in here, and we look forward to talking to Sam on Friday. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.